We rise. Grace and peace is yours in abundance through the word and by the work of our Lord, our Savior, our God, and our King, Jesus the Christ. The word of God for our consideration are the words recorded in Jeremiah. We read those earlier. Let me just draw your attention to them again. Because the Lord revealed their plot to me, I knew it. For at that time he showed me what they were doing. I had been like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter. I didn't realize that they had plotted against me, saying, "Let us destroy the tree and its fruit. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name be remembered no more." But, O Lord Almighty, you who judge righteously and test the heart and mind, let me see your vengeance upon them, for to you I have committed my cause. The word of our God, and we pray. Most merciful and powerful Lord, we have not always lived our lives in trusting and obeying you and your word. We ask that you would forgive us for our weak and self-serving ways. We ask again that you would refresh us through your word and strengthen us by your spirit, so that we may always love, trust, and follow you above all things. May we be your obedient servants. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You may be seated. I do greet you all this morning in the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord, the one who has called us to be faithful servants, to be obedient to him, to follow his word, and to stay committed to the cause which he has placed before each one of us. Dear fellow redeemed children of God, this morning we heard the word of God, the voice of God speaking to you. The voice was through the pen of Jeremiah the prophet. Perhaps we need to just pause for a moment and introduce ourselves, or have him introduce himself to us. A prophet of God. He was chosen by God to be God's mouthpiece, his spokesman. Jeremiah was called by God to deliver a message to God's people who were straying away. Jeremiah's task was to call the people to repentance, to tell them that the evil they were doing was going to lead to their destruction. And if they remained on that path, death and destruction would come upon them. Jeremiah's task was challenging. It was difficult and it was lonely. For the Lord had told Jeremiah that he could not marry, but he would just serve. Jeremiah was also informed by the Lord that as he preached this message, the people were a stiff-necked group, and they would not listen to the message. Doesn't sound like a very pleasant job to be called to. In fact, it's the Lord, it says to Jeremiah in chapter 7, "From the time your forefathers left Egypt until now, day after day, again and again, God says, I sent my servants, and I sent the prophets. But the people did not listen to me or pay attention. Oh, they were a stiff-necked group and did more evil than their forefathers. Now you, Jeremiah, tell them all of this. They will not listen to you either. When you call to them, they will not answer. Therefore go. Go and do the job, Jeremiah. Go and preach and teach and rebuke and call people to repentance. But they're not going to like you, Jeremiah. They are not going to listen to you, Jeremiah, but I have made you like flint. I have made you strong. Stand firm, Jeremiah. Do the task that God has called you to do. I know it's not going to be easy. I know it's not going to be fun. But they are stiff-necked people and they need to hear the message. They need to hear the power of God and the love of God. So Jeremiah continues on with his tasks. For 40 years he continues on this role of the prophet of God, bringing words to the people that they did not like. But Jeremiah stayed true to God, true to the word, stayed focused on the task. He was obedient to the Lord, and so he served. Interestingly enough, the people didn't listen. The people didn't like the message or the messenger. And for 40 years, this gruel drove on Jeremiah. In fact, one of the Wells authors, Sigurd Becker, he wrote in a 1958 article, "There is perhaps no greater source of disappointment for a teacher or a preacher of God's word than to see his words fall repeatedly on hard ground of impenitent hearts." And yet, for 40 years, this was the experience of Jeremiah. Becker notes the disappointment, and it's not just the disappointment of Jeremiah. It's the disappointment you and I have faced as well. For those who have raised children or taught in schools, we know what it's like to present the Word of God over and over again. And sometimes how challenging it is that people come away with such bitter statements and angry things that they have to say. You see, Jeremiah was in that situation. And it was not pleasant. It was perhaps frustrating and at times would make him angry. But Jeremiah stayed focused on the task in hand. He trusted in the word. He trusted in his God. And he did the things he was called to do. Like you and me, you have been called to deny yourself, to pick up your cross, to follow Jesus. It's not always going to be easy. It's not going to be pleasant. It's going to be challenging when you present the word of God in both law and gospel to your relatives, only to have the door slammed in your face to the people at work, who tell you to stop being a Bible banger, to the children on the playground who look at you and don't want to have you play with them because you go to church and they don't. You see, we're all in a tough situation, but we've all been called to be obedient servants, obedient to the word and focused on the task at hand. Jeremiah had a tough place to be. He makes a comment that he didn't realize what some of the people were saying and plotting against him. He described himself as a gentle lamb led to the slaughter until God revealed to him what the people were thinking. His own people had plotted against him, saying, "Let us destroy this tree and its fruit. Let's cut him down. Cut him off from the land of the living so that he and his name will be remembered no more." Oh, they were a rebellious and hard-hearted bunch, weren't they? Hating the message and hating the messenger. But Jeremiah didn't stop just because it was uncomfortable. He continued his task to preach the word, to point to their sin, to call them to repent, to tell them the destruction of the Lord is coming. Turn from your evil ways and live. Why would you act like this? For our God is powerful and mighty. You see, Jeremiah preached to his people. And yet the people who looked at God's chosen instrument as something to despise. And they hated his message, and they hated Jeremiah for bringing it. So they would reject the message. And they rejected the messenger, thinking he would be better off dead, and so would we. Let us get rid of him. Let's cast him aside so we can not be reminded of the things that we have done. So Jeremiah prayed, O Lord Almighty, you who judge righteously and test the heart and mind, let me see your vengeance upon them. Really, Jeremiah? What is this? Personal vengeance? Are you getting a little upset because the people are attacking you? Are you feeling a little frustrated that you've got to call on the great smiter to smite them? Jeremiah, what's going on? You see, Jeremiah was a man just like a human being like we are. He gets frustrated. He gets rejected. He's feeling bad. He's feeling frustrated. But also in the context of the writing of Jeremiah, we have to turn back. And we have to see the heart of Jeremiah. You see, he confesses that when my people are crushed, I too am crushed. When they mourn, I mourn. When they feel bad, I feel bad. It's safe to say that Jeremiah felt some frustration, but he also had great love and great compassion for his people. Why don't these people listen? Why don't they turn? Don't they know that God is a powerful entity who will destroy them if they do not come to him? So he prays, O Lord God, show your power. Bring your vengeance. Let them feel that pain and suffering so that they can turn from their evil to know that you are God. See, Jeremiah loved his people, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. I've told you this before, but I'll share it with you again. I have a prayer for myself and for my family, as well as for the family of believers that I have been called to serve. Some say my prayer is maybe a little too harsh. But I pray to God for myself, for my family, for you. God, take away from me anything, everything, that would ever interfere with my love for you. Anything that would cause me to love something else or someone else more than you. I think it's a bold prayer, one that says, God, if you see that this thing that I have in my heart and mind is pulling me away from you, like my children or grandchildren, like money or jobs, take them away from me. Take them away from my family. Take them away from the people who I love and care for. It has always been my prayer that every distraction should be removed, that anything that tends to pull a heart away from God should be taken away so that heart can clearly see and know its Savior. It's not a prayer of vengeance. It's not a prayer of anger. And perhaps Jeremiah's prayer was similar to that. Lord, show your anger. Show your vengeance. Show your power. Not so that they would be completely wiped from the face of the earth, but so that the things that distract them will be removed so that they will see you as God, Savior, and King, whatever that is. Take it away. Jeremiah no more wants his people to be destroyed than I would want for me or my family or for you to be destroyed. But Jeremiah, like me, wants all to come to the knowledge of truth, to trust in Jesus, to see him for who he is, to believe in him as Savior and God and King. Jeremiah knows the task that is before him. He knows, because the Lord told him up front, these are going to be hard-hearted, stiff-necked people. But go, Jeremiah, and preach. Preach the word. Preach it in truth. See, Jeremiah just wants the Lord to do whatever it takes to bring his people to God. Whatever that may be, he trusts that God will do it. In fact, Jeremiah is the one who says, I have committed all things to you. My cause and everything that I do for you. So when I call on you, O Lord, reveal your power. Crush the heart. Take away the distractions. Bring your people close. Jeremiah believes God. And he believes the message is true. I trust that each one of us can have the same confidence like that of Jeremiah. To believe in the word, to stay focused to the task, to be obedient servants of God. Let us trust in him, follow him, and remove the distractions from our own lives. So we can speak boldly and confidently to help remove those distractions from the lives of those we love. May God himself bless each one of us as we seek to do his will. Amen.
Amen.
We rise. Fellow believers, let us rejoice and proclaim the word of God. Let us tell others that he is our refuge and our strength. He is our shield. He is our solid rock, the foundation on which we live. He will be there in every time of trouble. Amen. Having heard God's word, let's respond with the singing of We Praise You, O God, the Te Deum. You'll find that on page 48 in the front of your hymnal.